Malka.
Good morning.
Morning.
You're the first to arrive.
Are we on Psalm 22?
22.
Okay.
And we'll be starting on the Psalms landing page. But the two files we'll use is the Psalms landing page and the Ta'anit Dibur PDF, the Yearning for Redemption PDF.
Okay.
And we're starting with Psalm 22, Tehillim 22.
Okay.
Both of the handouts are available on the Unique Astrological Events link, or the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. Or if you're using a mobile device, they sometimes appear at the bottom. And I'll start with a Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kud Shabrichu, Ishkin Tevit, Hilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Reacta, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavathe. Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Elohinu Alena Maasei Adenu Kananei Alena Maasei Adenu Kananehu. So we're on the Psalms landing page, Tehillim 22. And this is the last of the Psalms that we say on the third day of the monthly cycle. Every person should pray in agony over the length of the exile and our fall from prestige to lowliness. One should also take vows for self-improvement in his distress. This is a kavanah to use when saying the psalm. One thing one can ask is, why do we need to take a vow for self-improvement when we're feeling the pain of the exile? And that's to recognize the cause and effect. The reason for the length of the exile is because we have not improved ourselves. Which is the cause and which is the effect? The cause of the exile is we haven't achieved our tikkun. And our tikkun means to improve our character traits, to learn to grow from our level of consciousness that we are today to the level of consciousness where every action that we do in the physical world, we have the kavanah to give pleasure to Hashem. It's a very difficult consciousness to attain, and even a more difficult consciousness to maintain. But this is the ultimate goal of each person. This is the ultimate tikkunim that we are to achieve. Because if Adam and Chava had thought about Hashem and giving pleasure to Hashem, they would not have ever eaten from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. They would never have been seduced by the negative system, by Satan. Good morning, Brandy. We are starting Tehillim 22, and we've just gone through the Kavanah that's on the Psalms landing page. The first word in this is Lamnatzeach Mizmor, the combination, as we've discussed a number of times through up till now. Lamnatzeach represents Netzach, because it has the meaning of eternal victory. And it has the same shoresh as the word Netzach. And Mizmor is the cutting and the pruning psalm, which represents Hod. There are 32 verses in this psalm. 32 connects to the 32 paths of wisdom and the Sefirot of Chachma. 32 connects to Kavod, which means honor or glory, and also to the Hebrew word for the heart, Lev, Lamed Bet. And what is the inner essence of our heart? Is to teach the house, to teach the body. This is also another metaphor for our tikkun, our correction. On the third day of the monthly cycle, we say 126 verses in total. The number 126 connects to Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, when the gematria is calculated as a square. To understand that concept of a square, you take one letter, Aleph, then you take Aleph, Dalet, on the next line down. Then you take Aleph, Dalet, Nun on the next line down. And the fourth line is all four letters. And when you add that together, one Aleph, five for Aleph, Dalet, Nun becomes 55. And Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is well-known 65. 65 plus 55 is 110. 120. Then 5 is 125. And then the 1 is 126. This is known as the gematria of the square. Another word that connects to 126, there are two names of God that have the same gematria. They are names number 35 and names number 63. When we're doing the Tanit Dibur, there's 150 psalms. We do it three times for a total of 450 psalms, which means that we are doing Psalm 22 three times. So in that case, we're saying 126 verses three times. And that number is 378. 378 is the gematria of the word Bashalom, or Bashalom, meaning in peace. And Shavua also has a gematria of 378. And Shavua is the word for week, as in the 7 days of the week. We're now transferring to the Yearning for Redemption PDF file, and we're starting with verse 1. Lamnatzea al ayelet ha-shachar mizmor le-David. This is dedicated to the master who grants victory. This is a cutting or a pruning song that David composed to give strength to Israel when the darkest night precedes the dawn. It's the darkest of the night. The darkest night is a metaphor. If you've ever watched the sunrise, as you're sitting waiting for the sun to rise, just before that first glimmer of light crests over the horizon, the sky seems to get darker. And this is the phrase, this is the metaphor of the darkest before the dawn. In our exile, the darkest before the dawn is the current chaos associated with the Shoah, which is part of the end generation. And there are some people who say it will even get worse. And if we look at it in different parts of the world, the Shoah was in Europe, but there have been similar experiences in Africa and in Asia. The second verse. Eli, Eli, lama zavtani. Rahok Mishuati Direshagati. Israel says, Eli, Hashem, O God, who grants me existence, Eli, source of all my strength. I know that I am not worthy, but still, why have you forsaken me? Why have you not only distanced yourself from saving me, but from even listening to the words of my cry? The words speak for themselves, but how many of us cry for the length of the exile? We've become used to exile. Most of us living in America like the exile, because we look around the world, and in comparison, America is so much better. At least that's what we've been told. That's what some have observed by traveling. But how much more distant is America from Hashem? Not that Americans think that they're distant from Hashem, but from the true truth of Hashem, which comes from the Torah. The third verse. Elohai ekra yomam v'lo ta'aneh v'layla v'lo dumiyali. My Hashem, I call by day, but you do not answer. I call by night as well, I will not remain silent until you come to my rescue. What is being said? King David is saying, I will continue to cry until you answer me. But I've been crying forever, it seems. Why won't you answer me? But I promise I will continue to cry until you answer me. Nine words connecting in two directions, one to Yesod and one to Chachma. Yesod is creation, creativity, sexuality. Chachma is wisdom. The fourth verse. Uyata kadosh yoshev tehilot Yisrael. Surely you are utterly holy and transcendent, but you have always dwelt in the midst of, lowering your presence in response to, the praises of Israel. Footnote 44. There's a note on Psalm 113, verses 5 and 6. Who is like Hashem, our God, or Hashem, our Shem? Hashem, our Hashem, who sits upon a throne so high, and yet he lowers himself to see, to bring the Hashgacha, the divine providence, to bear on both heaven and earth alike. Why does Hashem lower himself? What is the meaning of lowering himself? We would have to go read that psalm, and we will when we get there. But understanding this concept that Hashem lowers himself in response to our cries, and yet we are so immersed in our selfishness orientation that we don't see he has lowered himself. We don't see him helping us. We think we're doing it all, and we don't know why he doesn't answer us. But he does answer us. His lowering himself to be involved in our world is his answer. The fifth verse. Becha Bachu Avoteinu Bachu Vatzafaltemo. Indeed, this is why our ancestors were able to place their unswerving trust in you. They trusted, and you rescued them. Five words, worlds, representing five worlds that Hashem lowers himself into and through. Twenty-three letters representing all of the energy of the vessel of the 23 Hebrew letters, of which only 22 letters have been revealed as of yet. The sixth pasuk. Elecha zaku v'nimlatu, Becha batchu, v'lo boshu. They cried out to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were never ashamed. In Egypt, prior to the redemption, the children of Israel knew they were the children of Israel. They remembered their grandfather. They remembered their father. They knew who they were. And when other people would look down upon them because of their hard work as slaves, when others people would look down on them, they had the strength to know they were children of Israel. But in our modern age, when people look down upon the children of Israel for struggling and not enjoying the physical pleasures that they find so wonderful, and constantly implore us to leave Hashem for their gods, their physical pleasures. This is why it says, ashamed. Because in Egypt, we never left Hashem. We constantly implored him for redemption. We were never away from him that far. While in modern day Egypt, known as the Western world, we do feel ashamed because we can't explain logically our love for Hashem. And the Western world venerates as an idol of logic, of rationality. These are tools of Torah. They're not Torah. The seventh pasuk. Va'anochi tola'at v'lo ish erpat Adamuzua. I, in my present condition, am a worm, not a man. I am despised as a person, and as a nation, I am disdained by the other nations. And some within our nation, some of the people in our nation, accept that disdain and try to leave. Of course, they cannot leave, but they still struggle to leave. And we need to guard ourselves against this consciousness that permeates the nation, that surrounds us, that attracts us, that calls to us. Hashem, give us strength, please. The eighth verse. Koro ayaligu liyachtiru besafa yaniu rosh. All who see me scorn me. They reject me with a sneer of the lip and with a shake of the head, saying, eight words connecting to Bina, eight words connecting to the higher worlds. Third 30 letters. 30 is the gematria of the letter Lamed, meaning a teacher or a teaching. And this is a segue to the additional verses. But it's the connection for us is to realize that we need to teach about the world that is coming, the world of Bina. The ninth pasuk. Go El Adonai Yohei Wahei Yefaltehu Yatzilehu Ki Chafetz Bo. Let him turn to his Hashem, Adonai. He will rescue him. He will deliver him if he truly delights in him. Does King David imply that if we are not yet delivered, it's because Hashem does not delight in us? Of course, that's not true. But that's what some people think, that Hashem has abandoned us. God forbid. Again, we have nine words connecting to wisdom or connecting to Yesod. Twenty-seven letters connecting to all of the energy of the vessel. I have to check that. I may have miscounted the wrong verse. No, it is 27 letters, but the first word is missing a vav. So when we reveal our connection to Zeranpin, the verse will be complete with the vav and have 28 letters representing strength. And that is how we draw that energy of Hashem delighting in us. The 10th verse. Ki ata gochin mi baten ma'avtichi ashadai mi. Truly, you are the one who took me out of the womb of the Egyptian exile. You gave me security upon my mother's breast on Mount Sinai. The first exile in Egypt was a womb. Its purpose was to create and build the nation itself. The nation was built, was created. And then he redeemed us from that womb, birthed us, and brought us to Mount Sinai. Where he gave us the security of the Torah. If only we would recognize the security. But throughout the history, we have forsaken the security of the Torah for belief that another nation will protect us. And this is still going on in the modern state of Israel. Who will protect Israel? The United States. This is the consciousness. This is the mistake. God forbid. The 11th verse. Alecha hashlachti merachem mi beten imi eli ata. As a castaway from birth, I am always dependent solely on you. Ever since I left my mother's womb, you have been my only source of strength. And this is a truthful statement that people constantly don't connect to. This is a verse that if we took the first letters, we would find it useful in strengthening our connection to Hashem. The 12th pasuk. El tirchak mimeni ki tzara kerova ki ein ozer. Therefore, I pray, do not distance yourself from me, for trouble is fast approaching, and there is no one else to call on for help. Did King David forget about the answer to the cry for help to Hashem? It's in the Parasha Beshalach. It's chapter 14, verse 15. Matitzach alai, why are you calling to me? There is no one else to call on for help. And yet, his answer is, I've given you the tools. Move forward into the sea. Face the trouble and overcome it just by looking it in its eye, by facing it. This is how you overcome troubles, because you don't overcome the troubles. Hashem assists you, but you have to face it first. You have to recognize it and confront it first. The 13th pasuk. Sevavuni parim rabim abirei vashan kitruni. Many bulls, aggressive nations, surrounded me. The mighty bulls of Bashan penned me in. To understand this word, we need to look at the word Bashan and what is its meaning. /352 is its gematria. I have not looked up Bashan to see what it says. And while we go on to the next verse, verse 14, I'm going to open up my computer that is set for my dictionary. But it opened up in time, so time to look it up. Hold. We won't go on yet. We're still on verse 13, looking up Bashan. And in modern Hebrew, Bashan has the meaning of a prong or a sprocket or a tooth. Bulls of Bashan. The bulls of teeth, ready to gash me and to eat me, to grind me up, because this is what teeth do to our food. They begin the separation by grinding the food. They're breaking it down, and this is what the process of tikkun starts with. Verse 14. Patu alai bihem arye toref shoeg. They stood over me with their mouths open wide to devour me, like ravenous, roaring lions. They devoured me alive. Continuing the metaphor of how to separate the child of Israel from Hashem, God forbid, which is what the other nations are bent on doing. And this is why our sages say that our current exile is the worst of all the exiles, because it doesn't feel like an exile when you live in America. It's a wonderful place, the freedom of religion. It's a wonderful place of anyone can become anything that they choose to work for. And this is the illusion that covers the truth. It's Hashem that is helping and assisting you achieve these things. And this is got forgotten in the world of logic. The world of justification. Six words in the pasuk connecting us to Zerampin. Twenty-one words connecting us to Echie, Aleph Hei Yud Hei. A name associated with Bina. The 15th Pasuk. Kamayim nishpachti v'chitpardu kol atzmotai haya libi kadonag names betoch me'ai. My blood was poured out like water. My bones became disjointed. My heart became like wax. It melted within me. The metaphors involved are very, very unique, very interesting. Blood is thicker than water, as we all know that adage. but that means it doesn't pour like water. So what does it mean that blood pours like water? Blood is the negative system. Water is the positive system. My bones became disjointed. Bones represents a structure. Disjointed represents chaos. My heart becomes like wax. Heart is the essence, the emotions, but it's also teaching the heart, the house, teaching the body. Wax melts. I forget what my task is about teaching the body. I let the body lead me astray. The 16th pasuk. Yavesh kacheres kochi ushoni mudbach malkochai v'lapar me'avetishpeteini. My strength dried up like baked clay. My tongue cleaved to my palate. Will you yet reduce me to the dust of death? Nine words. If we look at verse 15 that connects us through its words, it's 11 words that connect us to the 10 Sephirot and the negative system, all of creation. And then where do we go? We go in the 16th pasuk. To Chokhmah. All of creation is the Keter. Now to Chokhmah. Letters representing the mem, representing water, representing true love. And this is the connection that in order to see wisdom, one must conceal it in chesed. The light of chachmah must be concealed in the light of chasadim in order to be revealed. Because we don't have the sense organs to be able to sense Chachmah directly, only when it is veiled in the light of Chasadim. I am going to stop here for today because 16 is halfway through the 32 verses. We have time, a few minutes, that we could continue, but then we wouldn't be able to finish tomorrow. We would be out of sorts, out of sync with the Psalms themselves, as we've been trying to maintain each class one Psalm. So today is part one of Psalm 22, and tomorrow at 7 a.m. West Coast time will be part two. Are there any questions? Today's classes are a deep Zohar class at 4:30 and a regular Zohar class for the Parsha of Yitro our 7 o'clock class. I bid shalom, a beautiful day to all. Shalom to all. Shalom.
Shalom.